revisions to a ban on nepotism. Fabry has withheld payment on several outstanding invoices from B&R Contracting until further review is done by the state's attorney's office. The company was awarded a contract for remodeling work on the Brookins Administrative Center by Alan Reinhardt, who runs the county's physical plant. Reinhardt's son, Eric, is the co-owner of B&R. County policy already bans department heads from hiring family members for county jobs, but Fabry says it's unclear whether that ban contains a loophole when it comes to contracts.
We're just reviewing what exactly our policy means and what it includes, and I'm also looking at state law and just, you know, seeing whether we ultimately will need to pay these invoices for the work that's done, and two, whether we need to change our policies, and which is something I'm calling on the county board to do to make sure this doesn't happen in the future.
Fabry says Champaign County Board Chairman Pius Weibel is also concerned about the no-bid contract, but if a policy change is needed, it's not clear how soon the board would vote on it. B&R was paid almost $5,000 for remodeling work in the past year before the family relationship with the county employee was discovered, but Fabry says well over $500 in invoices is being withheld from payment until he obtains a legal opinion. The University of Illinois Urbana-Chancellor and a professor are among those being named to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences tomorrow. The group being inducted this year includes more than 200 notable people in the arts and sciences, business, public affairs, and the nonprofit sector. Chancellor Richard Herman and chemistry professor Jeffrey Moore are among the honorees of the Academy, which was founded in 1780. Five people were killed in vehicle accidents involving deer last year in Illinois, and state officials expect another busy deer season. Jenna Dooley has more.
There were more than 25,000 vehicle accidents involving deer last year. During the fall, deer search for food and mates and don't consider the rules of the road. Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesman Chris McLeod says drivers should treat the deer season like they do during rainy weather by staying alert and reducing speed if necessary.
We'd love to remind the deer that they need to be cautious too, but it probably makes a little more sense for humans to make other humans aware that they need to be responsible and aware of where they're driving.
McLeod says deer often travel together, so be prepared for more if you see just one. DNR officials also remind motorists not to remove dead or injured deer from the road, but to call police. Deer are most active during dusk and dawn. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Food is a big part of the Park County Covered Bridge Festival, which runs through October 19th. The 52nd annual festival that began today draws tens of thousands of visitors each year to tour the western Indiana county's 31 wooden-covered bridges and hundreds of vendors. Bridgeton Mill owner Mike Rowe says he expects to sell between 8,000 and 100,000 pounds of flour, meal, and pancake mixes. Or rather 10,000 pounds of flour, meal, and pancake mixes. He's introducing a new treat this year, pigs in a pumpkin blanket, a breakfast sausage wrapped in a pumpkin pancake. Rose said 70 to 80 vendors will be at the mill. In addition to selling food, vendors at the Park County Covered Bridge Festival will offer candles, bird feeders, and even books. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Owens Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trivet Mansion across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owens Funeral Home, owned and operated by the Owens family since 1925, invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
And now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, Jim, the weather heading into this weekend is very pleasant. In fact, several big agenda items up this weekend in the Chicago area. They're running the marathon. Last year, they had 90-degree heat, and that forced the organizers to cut the race short. And at least 50 people were sent to the hospital because of heat exhaustion from last year's race. This year, it'll be a little bit on the warm side, but not as bad or not as humid as last year. So things should go without a hitch in the Chicago area. And here in Champaign-Urbana, a lot of people coming back for the University of Illinois homecoming, and they are coming back to just gorgeous conditions. We have a clear sky tonight, kickoff festivities, overnight low temperatures will be down to 54 degrees, our current 75 degree reading, matched up with a dew point temperature of 46 degrees. So dry and pleasant conditions tonight, tomorrow, and in through Sunday. Tomorrow's high around 80 under a mostly sunny sky. The wind will shift from the east to southeast tonight at 6 to 12 miles per hour to a more southeasterly component at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Then tomorrow night, partly cloudy, the low temperature 59 degrees, mostly sunny, and Warmer still on Sunday, the high temperature up to 83 degrees. A little band of cloud cover is expected to push into the area Sunday night, but we're not expecting any precipitation at that time. It does look like we will have a chance for rain, maybe as early as Wednesday night in portions of central Illinois. A better chance for rain Tuesday and maybe even early Wednesday. But Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low of around 60 degrees, and then partly to mostly sunny on Monday. The high temperature around 80. It's 75 on Friends Plaza at 535. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Amid the uncertainty today on Wall Street, many were keeping a close eye on a pair of key stocks, General Motors and Ford. Coming into today, the two car makers had seen their share price drop by nearly half this week. Investors are worried that a global economic slowdown will also drive down auto sales. And, as Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports, there are serious concerns about whether GM and Ford have